heart, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page 58. The paragraph of, where do we leave off on 58? Do you have it marked off where we left off on 58? Kena Dabar. Excellent. Good. So the bolded lines, thank you. Bolded lines, middle of the page. Kena Dabar Azeh. So someone who has not yet gone ahead and ruled over his Yetzer, someone who has not taken control over his Yetzahara, he is still stuck within the pathways. He is unable to go ahead and literally distinguish between them. There's also this idea that if a person goes ahead and has not yet overcome, and when we say overcome, really doesn't mean literally overcome, because a person never fully overcomes the Yetzirah. We contend with our Yetzirah our entire lifetime, but rather a person who has not yet developed a strategy to be able to deal with Yetzirah, literally he's stuck in the maze and is unable to distinguish between the pathways. But those who are able to be emotional, those who are able to rule over their Yetzer, lo ella shenekudasis heim mismodedim, ella osam shemismodedim ma'arachdit, shekvar higiu elach sadra, ukvar yotzu minash shvilim, v'ra'u kol adrachem me'eneim beberer, heim yicholim liya'itz l'mi sheyirtzet l'shmoa, v'lahem tzrichin l'hamim. Prabhu says, someone who has overcome his Yetzer, someone ultimately who has contended with his Yetzer hara, such an individual, again, is not just focused on individual points or individual actions, but rather is able to look at life in totality. Such an individual has already successfully navigated the maze and of life, and from such an individual, one is able to get etza. One is able to get good life advice. I'm going to say this brings us to another discussion. Mikan anachnu lomdin gam mimi lekabel etza. I'm going to say this is perhaps one of the most important and sensitive issues in life. From whom should one accept etza? From whom should one accept advice? Lo mikol echad efshar lishmoa etza. We'll say, you know, you can't get etza, you can't accept advice from every person, even though everybody's willing to offer advice. You can't accept advice from every person. Ki yachol lihios shunimtza ba'osa shvil shelcha. Because I would say, essentially what Rav Kashtiel is saying is, it only makes sense to get advice from someone who has navigated the maze. Meaning, if someone is stuck on the same dead-end path than I am, then what's the point of getting etza from such an individual? Their perspective is no more polished or no more honed than my own is. Ba'os sabur, ki yachol yoshu nimtza ba'os shvil shacha. Ba'os sabar, sha'ata nimtza bo. He could be stuck in the same pit that I'm stuck in. Ushnechem mistovavim b'mavuch. And both of us are stuck in the same maze. Hu nimtza shnei meter mimcha. So maybe he's 2 meters ahead of me on the same path. B'shvilahu, v'hu mask l'hazbir l'cha, v'hu b'chlal lo yodeh es ha'kivun. Ulai gam hu his barber. So it's an incredible yisod, says Rav Kashtiel. That sometimes going to be always this is a hard discussion to have in terms of from whom to go ahead and get etza in life, because I have to make sure that I'm able to get etza from someone who's navigated the maze, but someone who's stuck in the same path that I'm stuck in, who's to say that their etza carries any real weight or has any real profundity to it? Mimi efshar lekabel etza. Last paragraph, page 58. From whom can I accept etza? From whom could I receive etza? Rak mimishu ose chashbon kolo. First of all, I will say, it has to be someone who does not just live life in a state of actional analysis, but someone ultimately, again, who has this chashbon kolel, someone who sees things. So I will say, very often in life, we have to make major decisions. So often when we make major decisions, what we do is we pour a lot of analysis into the decision itself at hand. But often what we lack is the perspective to see what that decision is going to create. That's true for ourselves. It's especially true for our children, right? As parents, especially with younger children, we have to make decisions for our kids that ultimately put them on a particular path. And all we often see is the here and now. It's so important to seek out etza from someone who is able to understand the ramifications of actions for us and for our children now and going forward. Says Rav Kashtiel, I have to look for Eitzah from someone who has that cheshbon kolel, someone who has that, who takes into account those things on a greater level. Mura me'am has to be someone, I will say this is interesting. Mura me'am means literally he's someone who's lifted up from the rest of the nation. Adam she'ishiyuso shalom oremes. I will say that doesn't mean a person that doesn't have to be a gadol hadar. What it means is that someone who's actively worked on his personality, his identity, to lift it up. Adam sha'ataroa as hanhagas achayim shalom has to be someone who I see his lifestyle, the way he behaves. I see his alacrity, his intensity in terms of a desire to lead a meaningful life. Tapa 59. Adam sha'ose cheshbon. We'll say most important is only get eitzah from someone who makes a cheshbon achayim. Someone ultimately, again, who contemplates not just each and every action, but contemplates life in general. Osa adam mashu yodea lahagilacha. So that person, Rabbi says, so how do you know? How do you know if someone's giving you good eitzah? This is a profound question. How do you know if someone's giving you good eitzah? When someone tells you, think this through. When someone tells you, okay, the truth is, usually the best kind of eitzah is not dafka when someone just tells you, do this or do that. It's important for people to, first of all, in general, it's important to make your own decisions in life. The reason why it's important to make your own decisions in life is because then you own those decisions. All too often, what people do is they come to someone else, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's the gadol, the rebbe, the psychologist, and what should I do? Now, people, it's good to get hadracha, it's good to get advice as to what path to take, but it's very important at the end of the day to make your own decisions. And the reason for that is because the buck of your life stops with you. And you have to own the decisions you make, both if they work out and if they don't work out. But we all need people or a person from whom we ask eitzah, from whom we require hadracha. So says Rav Kashtiel, how do you know if someone's giving you good eitzah? If they tell you what to do, that could be good eitzah, but maybe it's not. But if they tell you bo cheshbon, just think it through. Just think it through. Just contemplate the decision you're making and think through the decision you're making and try to figure out what will be the future ramifications and repercussions of those actions. Tachzik rosh. Ta'aseh cheshbon. V'lo rak nekudosis ela ma'arachtit. And not just the cheshbon for the here and now. Not just an akudidik cheshbon. Meaning, look, let's analyze this point. Ma'arachtit means it has to be a more global panoramic cheshbon. We'll say we know the greatest trouble we get ourselves into in life is when we make decisions in the here and now. So often, I have a major decision to make. Again, whether it's for myself, whether it's for my children, and I look at that action now. And I decide, good or bad, instead of saying, what do I miss out on? What are the ramifications of that action? I have to think down the road. I have to think panoramically. I have to think globally. Because every single action has a result in the here and now, but it also has an ongoing reaction. Bo cheshbon, second paragraph 59, the bolded lines. Bo cheshbon. He's quoting over here from the Ramchal, from Mishnas Yisharan. Bo cheshbon. Let us, now we'll remember again, this is a play on words. Bo cheshbon is a reference to ultimately coming into Canaan, the lands of Sichon and Og. But the Ramchal goes ahead and the Ramchal understands the meaning bo cheshbon. Come and let us make a cheshbon. Let us contemplate. Bo unechashev cheshbono shel olam. Let us come and contemplate the cheshbon, the calculation of life. Kikvar heim nisu v'ra'u v'yadu shezeh levada hu darach amiti l'hagia ha'adam el ha'tova. Because we'll say, this is the most wonderful part. A finding a teacher, a finding a mora derech, a finding a rebbe, someone. See, this is also the advantage, the truth is, of getting advice of older people as well. Because we'll say, the wonderful part in life is, nothing really changes. Meaning, the nature of the human condition is exactly the same as it's always been. Some of the external trappings have perhaps changed, but lamaisa, the bottom line, in terms of what's the right path in life, what's not the right path in life, all of those realities have remained the same. And therefore, again, says the Ramchal something amazing, which is when I go ahead and I seek out advice, I'm able to ask people who have life experience, who have greater insight, what path works, what path doesn't work. He says, "Ashumavakesh lo zula zeklalo shel davar tzarich adam lihios misponim besichlo tamid becholzman." But I will say, of course, as we know, so asking someone for advice, even a great person for advice, does not free me of the responsibility of being a contemplative person. So I could have the most wonderful Rebbe, I could have the most wonderful teacher, the most wonderful miyaitz, who I ask for advice all of the time. That's great. That's great. At the end of the day, it doesn't free me from the responsibility of being a contemplative person. I have to think about my life. I have to think about my actions. I have to engage in the actional analysis, every single action. Good, bad, should I do it, should I not do it? And the more global analysis, where is my life going? What kind of person am I becoming? What's the composite effect of the actions I am taking and the life I am living? B'chol hazman, gam ka'ash k'sha'at lo b'hismodedus nukudasis. Plus, there's also a fascinating insight. At all times, even when I'm not in what we'll call, you know, actional analysis mode, meaning, let's say right now there's no major decisions in front of me. No major decisions in front of me. So I have nothing to analyze per se on the particular action level. A person should always be in a state of contemplation. Lachshov, makora ala dvarin, to think about what's going on. What's going on in life? Hayimim tovim roim, what's going on with my actions? Are they good? Are they not so good? At yochol l'tachnin l'mashal es darchei ha'esnagus. Lefi amasa, lahachin tochanes migira, l'shachzer iurim shekaru, ulnateach osam. But Rav Kashtil makes an amazing suggestion. He says, you know, even when things aren't actively happening in life, sometimes there's something to be said for a little bit of life review. A little bit of life review. A person has some downtime, which is increasingly rare that people have downtime, but a person has a little bit of downtime to kind of spend a few moments thinking about that day, thinking about that week, thinking about the different episodes and issues that have come up, and to analyze them. L'shachzer ta'alichim. L'shachzer ta'alichim nafshim shekaru. U'lahafik mehelekachim. To go ahead and analyze different events that occurred and try to figure out what could I learn from those episodes. Eilu dvarim she'efshar la'asos kol hazman. This is incredible. Again, this is not his suggestion. This is the Gemara Erevin. This is Yemash Meshi Fashvish. Even if nothing active is happening in life right now, to take time and to just, what do they call it? Like the post-game review, right? That after, when nothing's on, just like to look back a little bit. You know, there were those episodes. There was that episode last week that happened. How did I handle it? How did I handle it? Did I make the right decisions? What can I learn from it? Every single week has major events that occur, even if nothing major is happening right now, to take the time to analyze those past events and to figure out how I can grow from it. Im ata holich balayla, Slikuli writes, if you're traveling at night, if it's nighttime, I'm traveling at night and I don't have a lantern or a nightlight, a lamp to be able to read by it, Harosh yachol la'asot bedvarim ma'od tovim. Well, so even if there's no light for me to read, my head could always be occupied with good things. Like what? Harosh yachol l'shachzer es iruya hayom. Makara hayom. Ifo ta'isa. Va'ata yachol la'hafik l'kacha me'ayom hazeh. Well, so it's an amazing thing. What Rav Kashtil is suggesting is that a person's mind should always be in a state of analysis. That even if there's nothing going on right now, I don't have enough light to read my book, just to think about what happened today, what happened last week, how did I handle those situations, what could I learn from them, and how could I become a little bit better. Takshov eifa ishyushacha iskadma. How did I advance my personality? Eifo yochol la'asos acheres, vata yochol omumizeh. How did I handle situations, and how could I have handled them a bit differently? Ato gam yochol lachshov likras ma'ata holich. I can also plan for the future. I know I have these situations that are upcoming. How should I handle them? What should I do with them? What's the best approach? So if Kashtil suggests that not only is actional analysis important, not only not only is it important to go ahead and think about issues in a global sense, but to condition myself to be in a constant state of contemplation. That even if there's nothing actively happening right now that I have to contemplate, to condition myself to be the kind of person that is always reviewing life, that is always looking things over, that is always contemplating things, always trying to figure out how to grow and how to do better. All right, so we'll stop over here. Pick up Adama 58 tomorrow.